Good morning, New York. Good afternoon, UK. Good evening, India. And welcome to the Hot Women Rock radio show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause. Where did that week go? Another one that's flown past. Here in the UK, the kids are still off school. They won't be going back until early September. So we're still in holiday mode here. I say that because I think a lot of American students are probably back at school and college by now. And for you, the summer is over. We're still enjoying it here, which made me quite worried about doing the news reports this week because we're still in silly season here where you don't get as much news being published as usual. And my guest in the virtual studio today is Maggie Fordham, who's looking incredibly glam today for a personal trainer. Normally, you know, I don't think I'm giving away secrets, sweats and, you know, all of that, but you're looking fabulous, Maggie. So let's get on and have a look at the press. And I was really pleased this week because I have news reports from all around the world. I'm really pleased because that means that news publications all around the world are talking about menopause in a way that I think a year ago, 2 years ago, we wouldn't have seen. So yeah, I am pleased that I'm seeing this. Okay, let's get on and have a look at it. So my first news report comes from Business Daily in Africa. Excellent. And it says, normalized talk on menopause at the workplace. Even better. This is a subject that Maggie and I talk about to organisations and is dear to our hearts. So the Business Daily is saying menopause is rarely discussed, even though half the world's population experience or will experience this biological transition at some point in their lives. It is not a medical condition or an illness. No, it isn't. But it's a natural component of the life cycle. Yet this topic remains unspoken, especially in the workplace. I'm kind of proud that here in the UK, we're leading this as a topic of discussion and getting some support in place. But let's read on. Culturally, we are slowly starting to have this conversation, especially in the MENA region, that's Middle East and North Africa. Earlier this year, I thought this was going to be another abbreviation, but it isn't. TENA, the worldwide leader in incontinence products, launched a campaign to change the narrative around menopause in celebration of International Women's Day. And of course, in October, we have World Menopause Day coming up. This follows research that revealed 82% of women in the region were keen to use a new and more positive phrase to describe menopause. Now then, wait for this bit. This took me by surprise. In place of Age of Despair, a description for menopause in Arabic. I am so happy they're replacing that. As a result, the phrase Age of Renewal has now been added to Al-Ma'ani, the Arabic dictionary, as a new entry. Thank heavens for that. This initiative has garnered support from the United Nations Population Fund, the United Nations Sexual and Reproductive Health Agency, and is a massive feat for women everywhere. Yes. Good. We like that, Age of Renewal. With women now rising to senior roles and holding leadership positions more than ever, we need to start valuing the conversation around women's health in the menopause. Well done, Business Daily, and well done for getting that new term into that dictionary. My next report is from India. The Times Now News from India. Migraines linked to high blood pressure after menopause, says a neurology study. Now, I know women come to me and say they suffer with migraines at menopause. It's more likely if you've suffered with migraines before, and particularly if you've had migraines during your menstrual periods. So yeah, but this is about migraines and blood pressure. So it says, menopause can bring a host of issues for women at a very crucial time in their age. Now a study shows those women who suffered from migraines earlier should watch their blood pressure levels during postmenopause. Researchers set out to determine if women who have had migraines were more likely to develop hypertension after menopause. They looked at 56,202, that's pretty precise, postmenopausal French women who were part of the French E3N cohort. The tracking project began in 1990 with the objective to provide data for studies of lifestyle and disease. None of the women had blood pressure or cardiovascular disease at the start of the study. The researchers asked women in a series of surveys if they had migraine, headaches, or hypertension. After controlling for migraine medications and lifestyle factors that could affect cardiovascular risk, the researchers found that high blood pressure was more common in women who had migraines than in those who did not. So it's important information. If you're getting migraines, post-menopause, good idea to get your blood pressure checked out just in case that's an issue. So we're traveling further around the world now to Australia. Women's Health Australia, a new study dispels the myths around aging, menopause and metabolism. As I'm going to be talking to Maggie today about what we eat and staying healthy, I think something around metabolism is really important. So this starts, conventional thinking has it that past your 20s, metabolism slows down, especially around middle age. On top of this, it's also believed women have slower metabolisms than men, which is why we have a harder time controlling our weight. Throw in things like menopause and your menstrual cycle and women's metabolisms slow even more. Well, it might be time to ditch such thinking, says the article. According to a new study published in Science, it appears our understanding of metabolism for all this time has been wrong. Using data from nearly 6,500 people ranging in ages from 8 days, they're taking their blood pressure at 8 days, to 95 years, researchers discovered that there are four distinct periods of life as far as metabolism is concerned. They also found that metabolism really doesn't vary much between men and women if some factors are controlled. So central to their findings was that metabolism differs for all people across four distinct ages. Up until age one, infancy sees calorie burning at its peak. I think we can imagine that, accelerating till it's 50% above the adult range. From age one to 20, metabolism gradually slows by about 3% a year. From 20 to 60, it holds steady. So don't start saying your metabolism's slowing down. After age 60, it declines by about 0.7% a year. When researchers controlled for body size and the amount of muscle people have, they also found no difference between men and women. Researchers found no decline in metabolic rate for women when in their 40s or with the onset of menopause. Interesting. I'm watching the time now because I've still got three articles to go. I'm going to include this one. The Daily Telegraph, again in Australia, male menopause is real and we need to talk about it. It is a thing, even as a name, it's called andropause. Yeah, we could talk about this for quite a while, actually. And this is somebody who looked into his male friends being called grumpy as they got older. And then he found that there was this thing called andropause. As for symptoms, there are no surprises, depression, lack of self-confidence, change in libido, poor sleep, reduced energy and moodiness. This is an ailment which affects men both physically and psychologically, yet it has no visibility in popular culture. I was on a BBC radio show once and I talked about male menopause and a lorry driver rang in to say that he had hot flushes and he was really grateful to hear me speaking about it. So it's a thing. Okay, the next one comes from America, contemporary OBGYN. The title of this is Low Fat Vegan Diet May Reduce Vasomotor symptoms. Get that right. A 12-week trial found implementing a dietary approach using a low-fat vegan diet could help reduce the incidence of moderate to severe hot flashes in postmenopausal women. I talk a lot about food in these news reports, and I've said, you know, any food stuff that you could name, there's probably a report saying that it's really good for you, even if it's really unlikely. So far we've had milk chocolate, beer, curry. Now we're going vegan. This is a game changer for women aged 45 and over, most of whom we know can get prompt relief from the most severe and troubling symptoms, menopause symptoms without drugs. We will talk about all of this in the show today. And now I couldn't miss this one. Homer News Alaska. Menopause Rescue Protocol reviews postmenopausal stop menopausal symptoms. So Menopause Rescue Protocol is actually a brand for a particular diet. And it said, while some women go through menopause with great ease, too many women have to deal with unpleasant changes, which is putting it lightly. According to the Menopause Rescue Protocol creators, this discomfort may not have to do with estrogen at all. They propose that consumers have a cell bandit in their body that multiplies at this stage of life, and it's 7 times more likely in American women. They blame this bandit on weight gain, hot flashes, night sweats, memory issues, and even painful intercourse. Okay. So the Menopause Rescue Protocol is built on the idea that a compound found in Mayan wedding cake, Aztec tequila, and a superfruit is the key to eliminating oxidative stress. This stress is caused by the imbalance established, but the ingredients found in the shake helps to replenish. I can't get my words out today. I need another cup of tea, or perhaps I need some some kind of tequila anyway. The Aztec tequila is agave nectar. Agave nectar may have natural sugars, but it doesn't have much of an effect on blood sugar. This ideal dose provides users with the necessary sweetness. It improves the shake's taste. The company's superfruit is moringa, which comes from a tree and provides the user with nutrients that are hard to find in any other single ingredient. It surpasses the protein in yogurt, exceeds the vitamin A of carrots, and has about 7 times the vitamin C that consumers get from oranges. So these things pop up, and it's really good to have a look at them, but also to talk about what a healthy, balanced diet is. Welcome, Maggie. It's really good to see you. Do you watch out for these kind of reports popping up in the news?
Yeah, they put out face, particularly Facebook. I look at my Facebook feed, and you just get menopause after menopause because they know what you're looking at, don't they? And you know, and it's like, gosh, if we were all trying to follow those things, we'd be running around like headless chickens, wouldn't we? Not knowing which direction to go in.
Well, I think that's the problem, isn't it? That's why we're talking today, because it's so confusing, and you get so much conflicting advice. And if you click on menopause anywhere on the internet, you start getting this stuff popping up on your Facebook group, this supplement, that shake, this diet, that, and you think, well, I don't know, and you can end up with a cupboard full of stuff rattling around, and not so we're going to clear the brain fog around good nutrition today.
Yes. That is our task. I think as well, everybody wants that quick fix solution, so that's why we're so tempted with them, aren't we?
Yeah, there aren't. Okay, sad news, everybody. Spoiler alert, there aren't quick fixes. Okay, so join us after the break when we'll be talking about being healthy and fit and well beyond menopause, or menopause and beyond. We'll see you after the break.
Have you ever thought of reinventing yourself? Are you looking to create a new life's journey? Hi, I'm Kevin Barbaro, host of Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 5, 8 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live to hear me and my guests from a variety of different backgrounds. As a former college coach and a current full-time actor and owner of multiple companies, my show is as eclectic as my life. That's Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock radio show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause. And yeah, I gave the game away. We're talking about nutrition today. I have stopped saying we're talking about diet because diet has so many negative connotations. I'd really rather talk about nutrition and how we eat to take care of ourselves. And joining me in the virtual studio today is Maggie Fordham. And Maggie has over 25 years experience helping women learn how to honor and nourish themselves. And she runs Cambridge Personal Fitness, serving women from postnatal to postmenopause. Maggie has a BSc on the psychology degree, is an NLP practitioner, certified holistic coach, and a qualified personal trainer. She's helped hundreds of women regain their fitness and their confidence. Maggie equips women with the tools of effectively investing in their physical and mental well-being using nutrition, physical training, and lifestyle strategies. As a mother of three, Maggie understands the challenges of balancing work and home life while still caring for oneself. Welcome, Maggie. How are you doing today?
Oh, Pat, it's great to be on your show. Thank you so much for inviting me today. It's just great to have a chance to talk about this topic.
So has it been a good summer? I mean, after the past 18 months, I guess you've been homeschooling and still running a business and you've had all sorts of challenges.
You know, I am so lucky because my children are that bit older. So I have been spared homeschooling. Honestly, my heart has gone out to every parent that is homeschooling or has been. And I was thanking the stars, you know, that my youngest child was doing her exams last summer, but that was the end of it. And instead I've had children available to help out at home with things like dog walking and cooking rota and things like that. So actually it's been a little bit more of a blessing for me. And that bonus time with them, I think actually that has been lovely for me. Bonus time.
Yeah. Yeah, because for a lot of people, it's been about separation. And for a lot of women as well, we know that there's been so much more. I just didn't want to use the word burden, but there's been a lot of work for women to do because of the homeschooling, because of working from home, because of trying to keep the wheels on the car, really. And so having that time to take care of ourselves has been a bit of a premium. So Maggie, how did you get into doing personal training 25 years ago? What moved you in that direction?
So it's a brilliant, brilliant question. So I've actually been personal training for 18 years. And previous to that, I worked for 10 years in Christian ministry as I was working alongside my husband and I was responsible for the women's pastoral care. And I had three young children and it got to the point where I think I needed to make a change in my own personal life. And having had three young children, always put on lots of weight, needed to work hard to lose weight after each baby, getting fit again, it just was a natural fit. And I'd spent years in the ministry working with women, helping them on so often on issues like self-esteem, self-management, knowing self, respecting self, self-discipline, and the knock-on effect of those things. And so then combining that with my own personal experiences, that's what led me to then retrain as a personal trainer and specializing in women, basically. So it was a topic, you know, just very, very dear to my heart.
Fantastic, because that whole self-esteem issue, isn't it so much easier though to sort out other people's problems than your own? I love being a therapist.
I know. I had that conversation with someone earlier today. It's like, you know, yes, actually, it's like we need to practice what we preach, you know. Isn't it? We all need it, and it's just as hard for our clients as it's just as hard for ourselves to put those things into practice. We're all in the same boat, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. So initially when you started out doing being a personal trainer, did you immediately start working with women who were postnatal or prenatal? Where did you start?
I started very much working with women. I knew that's what I wanted to specialize in. That was my own personal experience. And so it was a combination of working with women who were maybe a little bit past the baby phase initially. And so busy career women, they had families, they had careers, and they themselves got a little bit lost somewhere, and their self-care got lost in the mix. Then I also started to specialize in the postnatal work, and it just became very much about women's hormones and really prioritizing that taking care of self, because I just think, you know, for us, when we have our careers and family, it's so easy to get lost in the mix.
Yeah, and certainly a few years ago there was so much pressure on women to lose weight after they'd had their babies, to like have a baby, get out of hospital, be the same size you were before. Yeah. There were so many celebrity mums who the next thing you knew were jogging around the park pushing a pram, and you think, well, it's a hell of a lot of pressure for somebody who's just had a baby.
And the reality, but you know, for us normal human mere mortals, I mean for me, when I had a baby, I just was, my body was in a terrible state, and I was completely deconditioned, put on weight, baby was up all night. I had one baby with a colic, you know, and you're just trying to survive. And those first few weeks when you have a young baby, you literally are just trying to get through them. And so any thought, you know, it's, if you manage to brush your teeth, it was a victory, you know. So doing a workout, you know, and looking glamorous and gorgeous, it's like, in what world is that happening, you know?
I used to dread people giving me flowers because of the time it would then take to look after the flowers. Yes. I thought, life's hard enough without having to cut stalks off flowers and arrange them. I was so ungrateful. At that stage, were you also working with the nutrition, or did the nutrition come once you were doing the physical exercise?
So I started doing nutrition straight away. Nutrition had been something that I'd been very interested in, just personally years previously. I think as a student at university, when you start to sort of really explore your own values in life, that was something that I got really, really interested in. Mm-hmm. And so then it was just great doing the personal training and being able to really build on that and include that in what I was doing. And over the years, you just build a wider and deeper knowledge, don't you, all mm-hmm. the time. So with nutrition, you can go as deep as you want to go, basically, can't you?
Absolutely. There is no end to it. I first got interested in it for menopause when I was writing Cool Recipes for Hot Women with Jenny Tishy, who's a nutritionist. Yeah. She and I met when we were both writing our first books, and I thought, this is somebody I really need to talk to dig deeper into what's going on for us at menopause, because it's just so important. And women, you know, just as with that postnatal, when you start to think, oh, my body's not looking great, you get to menopause, you go, what is going on now? You know, my stomach's getting bigger, my waist is expanding. Yes. What am I supposed to do about all of this?
Yes.
So I know Leslie Fettes, who was on the show a few weeks ago, was talking about how you helped her with her early menopause. Was that your first kind of dipping your toe into the menopause, or had you already been working on that?
Do you know, actually, I think it was. Yeah. Well, no, actually, I mean, with an early menopause, that was my first experience of working with someone with early menopause. No, I had worked with ladies before who'd come to me, and the typical age was 52. Mm. And sort of 51, 52 is that sort of often that post-menopause or that menopause year, isn't it? And so I'd had several ladies come to me at that age. And it was, what was really funny was people said the same comment, and they said things like, I noticed I can't bend over to put my socks on anymore. You know, it was some physical thing. They suddenly realized I can't do what I used to do before. And they were coming to me because, yes, they had weight around the middle. They noticed their mobility had really lessened. But at that point, I was working with them and I was in my 30s. And, you know, I hadn't noticed any sort of perimenopausal symptoms. I certainly wasn't in that full on menopausal symptom. And so I knew how to help them because I knew that the key building blocks, the foundations of health, and that all worked. Thank goodness. It all worked, did a good job. They were very happy. It's as I have got older myself that I've really, really become ensconced in the whole, you know, issues around perimenopause and menopause. There's nothing like needing it for yourself, is there, to get you into it.
Yeah. It does provide very good motivation, I have to say, looking and trying these things out for yourself, you know, trying supplements, trying vitamins and going, well, that worked, that, not so sure. And of course, for each of us, we're so individual. But just because it worked for me doesn't mean it works for somebody else.
Yeah.
But you can at least say, well, I tried that and actually I found that was really useful. And of course, you know, keeping ourselves fit makes us a good advert for other people.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's one of my drivers is looking fit. Otherwise, we're going to look at me and think,
absolutely,
I don't think I'll take any notice of you.
No. But the thing is, you know, we're not perfect and we're still working with our bodies and we can still experience symptoms. It's just having the tools in the kit, isn't it, to help ourselves. And then it's just helping to pass on those tools to others because it's, you know, we've certainly not, you know, we're not perfect.
We're looking pretty good, I have to tell you.
We're looking great. Yes, we are. We are. I think as well, something I've been thinking about is the fact that I think we're of the generation that were doing aerobics and were going into the gym in our teenage years. That, you know, and so we do have grown up with that expectation of staying fit. So I think I do wonder if that's maybe why menopause is now so much an issue, because that generation of people who were exercising have now reached that menopause phase.
It could well be. So we've just scratched the surface. When we come back after the break, we'll be giving you some practical tips and so much we can talk about. We'll see you after the break. Do you feel uninformed about menopause and how it impacts on your life? Hi, I'm Pat Duckworth, women's health strategist and host of the Hot Women Rock radio show, empowering women leaders at menopause. Join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. UK time on talkradio.nyc for interviews with inspirational women who will share their top tips to rock your world.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock radio show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause. And this week we're empowering you to be fit and healthy at menopause and beyond with my guest, Maggie Forden. So before the break, we were just talking about the changes that our bodies go through and why. Well, we kind of scratched the surface of why nutrition is an important thing. Now, if you have any questions, I am monitoring the talkradio.nyc Facebook page. If there's anything you want to ask Maggie, and I know we all get horribly confused about what we should be eating, not eating, how much, when. So if you've got any questions, just post them on the Facebook page. So Maggie, a lot of the women who come to see me, they've been on diets before, they've probably been on a lot of diets before, and they've always managed to lose weight and then put it back on and a little bit more and then lose it and a little bit more. And then they go, but I'm trying to do the same thing again now and I'm not losing the weight. What's going on? Why doesn't the eat less and move more work at menopause?
Yeah, absolutely. And that so doesn't work. So we're in that hormonal transition with menopause. It's a natural transition. Estrogen is dropping, progesterone is dropping. Progesterone is dropping quicker. Estrogen is volatile. So there's, you know, physiological changes happening in our body, and our hormones aren't the same as they used to be. So if we're now working with a different body, why would what we did before work now? That's the thing. And, you know, it's so easy to go back to our old ways and think, well, I've done this before, I'll do it again. But as we've mentioned before, there's no quick fix solution. There's no magic bullet. What's needed now is actually radical self-care. And in fact, what we need now is an approach of building new foundations for long-term health. And so it's not about following a specific diet or program or whatever for so many weeks. We're really looking at, you know, what does my body need now and for long-term health? And it's a lifestyle change, and it's not just nutrition, it's that whole lifestyle thing. You know, it is self-care, it's stress management, it's nutrition, it's exercise, movement. Now's a time when hopefully, and maybe we actually do have a little bit more time to do that, because hopefully those children aren't so young, aren't taking up so much of our time. Yes, we're busy in our careers, but Now, I think we've spent years taking care of everybody else. And now's the time to say, I need to take care of me.
I think that's so important. I love that, radical self-care. Yeah, radical self-care.
Yes.
Because sometimes women say to me, well, yeah, I'm getting some symptoms, but it might be over in a year. I can, you know, or I'm taking my HRT. I don't really have to worry about it. The decisions you make now are setting these foundations for your wellness for the next 30, 40, 50 years.
Yes. Yes.
I'm being firm about this because I just think it is so important that if you're not eating the right things now, so if you go on a diet and you're depriving your body of the nutrition it needs, you might lose some weight. You might look better in the short run, but in the long run, what's it done to your bones? What's it done to your heart health? Yeah. You know, at this stage of life, as our reproductive hormones are going into decline or reducing, that's reducing sounds nicer, doesn't it? As they're reducing, we need to be supporting our bodies. I just got on my soapbox there, Maggie. I'm going to go back to you again.
but there's such a great message that you're saying. And I think the thing is that, you know, hormones are chemical messengers in the body. Mm. And they're sending little messages all the time. But our hormones are also a messenger to us. They're our body's innate intelligence. And so I suppose the question is, what are our hormones trying to tell us? So when we're experiencing symptoms, what is it that they're trying to say? And sometimes they're whispering it, and then it gets louder, and then it gets louder, and then it's they're shouting. And then that's when we will turn to HRT, or we're looking for that magic bullet. And there's a place absolutely for HRT. But what we don't want to do is mask the symptoms. Mm. We want to look at what's the root cause, because those menopausal symptoms are actually a gift. And now they don't feel like a gift at the time when you're having your hot flush, you know, and you're awake between 2 and 4 in the morning, you know, because you can't sleep. And, you know, you've got that weight going around the middle and none of your beautiful, lovely clothes look nice on you anymore. You know, that doesn't feel like a gift. But they are a gift because they're telling us there's something going on in our body that actually we need to pay attention to. And in terms of our long-term health, but also our immediate health and mental and physical well-being, there's something going on that we need to pay attention to. So it's really getting down to the ground roots of how are we taking care of our body and how are we nurturing and nourishing our body. And as you say, it's not about diet, it is about nourishment. And at this stage, our bodies need nourishment. The digestive system, it does change. It's less able to absorb the nutrients as well as it did. So we need even more nutrients now than ever before. And now's the time to be upping our quality nutrient content, not filling up on cake and chocolate and alcohol and, you know, the things that...
Yeah, I know. I get a lot of very sad looks when I talk about this to women's groups. I get this like, oh, but I really enjoy my glass of wine every evening. And I say, yeah, do you get a hot flush at night? Do you wake up during the night? Are you getting night sweats? How's your weight doing?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a bit like being the Grinch at Christmas, I think. But if you know that these things are triggering your symptoms, as you're saying, these are important chemical messengers that are saying to you, something needs to alter here.
Yes.
You know, it's saying to you, and not everybody gets the same symptoms, not everybody has the same triggers. But if you find that you have a lot more hot flashes over the weekend, and that's when you normally have your glasses of wine, there might be a bit of a message in there. Or if that's when you eat your chocolate, or perhaps you have a steak on a Saturday night and then you're hot all night and through the next day. These things are trying to tell you something. And I often say, you know, like the universe gives you a little tap and then it gives you a bit more of a slap. And sometimes it's like a 2x4 around the side of the head to tell you it's time you paid attention to it. So day to day, what are we doing? How are we adjusting our diets?
Okay. Well, I think we can just sort of backtrack a little bit and just look at what's happening with the hormones in terms of, so our estrogen is dropping. Now, estrogen estrogen and progesterone together are fat burners. And as estrogen drops, we become less sensitive to insulin. Now, insulin helps lower our blood sugar levels. And but when there's a lot of insulin being released, we're in fat storage mode because it wants to get the sugar out of the blood. So our body's in fat storage mode. When we become less sensitive to insulin, it means our body needs to pump out more insulin to have the same effect. So basically then, with estrogen dropping, more insulin is being pumped out. We're getting more and more into that fat storage mode. And so this is we need a strategy to help us deal with the fact that our body is naturally more in a fat storage mode now. And then on the another aspect to look at is the effect that stress hormones have in our body. And this is where I talk about the triangle of hormonal health. So we've got our sex hormones at one point of the triangle, we've got our blood sugar hormones, including insulin, and we've got our stress hormones, our adrenaline and cortisol. And it's like having a three-legged triangle, a three-legged stool. And so when one leg of the stool is off kilter, it puts more pressure on the other two legs. So our sex hormones are naturally transitioning, they're a little bit off balance, things are shifting around there. So that's off kilter. That's our leg of the stool that's off kilter. So we've got our stress hormone leg, we've got our blood sugar hormone leg. So we now need to really try and take care of those two legs to try and get a little bit more stability in the stool, in the triangle. And so if we look at our blood sugar hormones, though, that's something that we can absolutely control. Sex hormones might be out of control. They're a little bit all over the place. Stress hormones, yes, there are things we can do to help ourselves. But, you know, there's a lot going on in life. So let's make it easy. Let's start with the thing that we can actually do something about. And so that's where I look at blood sugar hormones with my clients. And that's where we focus within nutrition on stabilizing the blood sugars. And because if we can stabilize those blood sugar levels, then we can help the body get much more into fat burning mode. And it will also have that knock on effect of helping to actually stabilize the stress hormones, the sex hormones, and just bring a bit more hormonal balance into our lives. So it comes down to looking at stabilizing those blood sugars. And so this is where we have 21 opportunities a week to stabilize the blood sugar levels. We have 21 opportunities a week to help our hormonal balance. And those are opportunities to help manage and reduce our menopausal symptoms. Those are opportunities for us to be building long-term health. And it all starts with stabilizing those blood sugars.
We all want a healthy stool. Sorry, that didn't come out right.
We want those as well, though. That's just something I do. Bowel movements. I wanted to say yes, and we want those too.
Okay, so healthy stools all around, I think.
Yes, I love that, yes.
So this is really important. And when we come back after the break, we'll be talking about the one thing that you could do. It might be, it all seems a bit overwhelming, but there's always a one step in the right direction that can set you on the right track. So join us after the break for more information and more great tips. See you then.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the final part, the Hot Women Rock Radio Show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause, and to my guest, Maggie Fordham, where we're talking today about nutrition. I can tell you that there is so much we want to talk about. We could probably keep going the rest of the day if we were allowed to. And, you know, I run online courses on menopause, live courses, 5 weeks, 2 hours a night. And I think at the beginning, the women think, what are we going to talk about for 10 hours? Just tell me how to avoid the hot flushes. And by the end, they're saying, is there another week to go? Because there's always so much. And because everybody's experience is so individual. Anyway, let's crack on. So Maggie, what can we be doing?
Okay, so I do have a tip to share. But Pat, I did want to say that I love the books that you've written. And I want to say at the beginning. And so I know we're going to talk about a tip now, but I have an extra tip, which would be to say read Pat's book. So I love the book that you did with Jenny on nutrition. I think it absolutely really sums up everything that somebody needs to know, and it does it in such an approachable way and an applicable way. It is a huge subject. It can seem very complicated, but you've made it very straightforward and you have covered all the bases. So I definitely, you know, I love your book. Love it.
Thank you. And I haven't even paid you. I have to find out your address to send the money to.
Flowers okay. I don't have a new baby, so flowers are fine.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear your tips.
So my tip is, as I said at the beginning, is that radical self-care. So to do that, to prioritize self, we have to plan. And if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. And so the key is to plan, because if we don't, it just all seems overwhelming. We'll never get started. We feel like life is too busy. You know, I just haven't got the headspace or the time to think about this or make any changes. So it takes creating space to do that. So we need that prioritizing self, make some time. We need to plan our food. So that means we need to plan what meals we're going to have. We need to plan a shopping list. We need to plan to do, when's our shopping going to be done regularly. So there's always food in the cupboards, because if you don't have the great stuff there, you're going to reach for the crap and then you're going to feel crap. and we need to plan our times for self-care. We need to plan our time for, and by that I mean our restorative work, whether it's yoga, Epsom salt bath. We need to plan our exercise, and we need appropriate exercise, which is a whole other conversation. But so that's my tip, is this is time for radical self-care and to prioritize yourself. And I think as women, sometimes we can be our greatest saboteurs, yeah. And we put everybody else first, or we feel just a huge sense of duty, overgiving, performance. We keep going. We feel exhausted, and we are at the bottom of our own list. And so my tip is put yourself at the top of the list. It goes against the grain. But if you want to be, you know, if you want your family to have a nice mummy or sister, you actually have to put yourself at the top of the list for that radical self-care and plan to put things in place that are going to help you. And to have healthy nutrition, we have to plan.
Yeah, absolutely. I say to this to any client who comes to me because they want to get back to a healthy weight. You've got to plan for a healthy weight. You can't just go to the cupboard and mysteriously things appear that are going to be good for you. You have to have thought about it. You know, if you want to be eating salad during the week, or you want to have a protein breakfast, or, you know, you want to have a stir fry one night, you've got to have the ingredients.
Yeah.
So it's really important to take some time. So when we say make time, there's only so much time. This is about prioritizing.
Yeah.
Back to that radical self-care, where you decide that if you plan, and if you do plan, it saves you time during the week. You're not going, oh, I better pop out to Tesco's or Sainsbury's, or where would there be in America? World Food or something, Whole Food, or Trader Joe's or whatever.
Yes.
You know, this isn't, you know, if you do that, you're going to get into Trader Joe's and go, oh, that ready meal looks good. And you're going to pick it up and put it in your basket. And then when you look at the ingredients later, you're going to think, oh, I don't think I should have eaten that. But you're hungry, you haven't got much time. So planning is really important.
Yeah.
What sort of things? I know we haven't got much time.
Okay, every meal, protein, healthy fat, so extra virgin olive oil, avocados, nuts, oily fish, things like that, non-starchy carbohydrates. So any vegetables growing above the ground, those are non-starchy carbs, fill half your plate with that, palm size of protein, thumb size of your healthy fat. And then if you're looking to get starchy carbohydrate, we're looking at a cupped handful, and that's includes fruit. So they're going to spike the blood sugar levels, so we need to be mindful of how much we're having of those. Cupped handful of something like sweet potato, quinoa, rice, new potatoes. What we're doing is to stop spiking those blood sugars, we want to have less of those starchy carbs. So we're looking at just a cupped handful with each meal, maybe. What we're always...
I think Maggie has frozen a bit there. I hope that's not me that's frozen. I hope you can still hear me, but Maggie has frozen a bit. So it's about prioritizing those vegetables, the above ground vegetables. And when you look at the healthy plate that the government recommends in the UK, it's normally about a third of a plate. You don't need that much carbohydrate. So this is really about looking at your plate and thinking what will keep it healthy and fit for you. I thought I saw Maggie coming back, but she didn't come back then. So really thinking about your plate and planning to have those vegetables, have that lean protein, also some healthy fat as part of your meal. Protein keeps you feeling fuller for longer. So it's a good idea to eat some protein at breakfast time, because then you're not going to feel so hungry when it gets to coming towards lunchtime. So protein, good, keeps you feeling fuller for longer. Now, I know that Maggie has a giveaway for you. She has a Hot Flash Fairy menopause webinar recording. I will put a link to it when I post this recording up in the Hot Women Rock Radio. Sorry, I'm getting distracted because Maggie's disappeared off the call, but don't worry. So I will put a link to that, and you will be able to see the link to Maggie's webinar. Maggie, I've just been filling in the blanks here. I know you're going to give me a link to your webinar recording so that I can put it up with this recording. Do you want to say where it is?
No, I think if people could contact me via my website or my website email address, maggie@cambridgepersonalfitness.com, and I will be sending them that recording link. Yeah.
Lovely. I'm sorry you got cut off at the end there. I hope you agree with what I said.
I'm so sorry about that. There's work on the street, on the internet, and they were meant to finish yesterday. And I was like, no, of all the weeks to be doing this.
Don't worry, it happens. We've had all sorts of things happen. Maggie, thank you so much. I agree with everything you say, even about my books. So if you're looking for a book about nutrition, Cool Recipes for Hot Women, if you go onto Amazon and type in Pat Duckworth and look at my books, Cool Recipes for Hot Women is the one about food. Hot Women Cool Solutions tells you all of your options for looking after yourself at menopause. Thank you, Maggie. Now, stay tuned to Talking Alternative Broadcasting, talkradio.nyc, where the next program is with the lovely Reverend Dr. TLC talking about dismantle racism. This week's topic is Through Jenzennial Eyes, and her guests are Ruby Avery and Sage Fortune. So always powerful conversations. Thank you to my producer this week, Kyle. And if you need any more help with your menopause, go to patduckworth.com and there is loads of information there. Thank you. Join me next week when I will be talking to my Canadian colleague, Lisa Dadd. Have a great week. See you next Thursday. Take care.
Uplift, educate, empower.
Did you know that nearly one in five adults in the U.S. battles mental illness? Hi, my name is Albert Dabba. I'm the host of the show Extra Innings. Extra Innings, I discuss the topics of wellness, mental health, and the experience of surviving multiple suicides within my family. Listen live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern to Extra Innings for discussions with sports figures, artists, mental health professionals, and many others. That's Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Have you ever thought of reinventing yourself? Are you looking to create a new life's journey? Hi, I'm Kevin Barbaro, host of Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 5, 8 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live to hear me and my guests from a variety of different backgrounds. As a former college coach and a current full-time actor and owner of multiple companies, my show is as eclectic as my life. That's Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.